God. Oh shit, my phone's gonna die. Hello. GWA. Yeah, that's what it's for. I'm a little bit giggly, but that I can't speak. What the fuck? Just to let you know, right now I haven't drunk anything. I haven't. I physically have not. What's the word? Not inhaled. What am I trying to say? I haven't drunk any alcohol today. So I can't blame myself being all giddy and shit on alcohol or drugs or anything of the sort. I just get high off my own laughs. So. And I'm also going to be slightly distracted, apparently, because people want to text me, so. Today is the day that I am going to answer questions. Whoa! So today's questionnaire. Today's questionnaire is the Mixel questionnaire by Miss. Yes, Miss. I'm just gonna start answering, and I'm going to plug my phone in and turn the air conditioner off. This is fucking cold in here. God, I gotta use the bathroom. Holy shit, this chair is cold. Okay, GWA questions. Duh, is the title. Do post tags matter? I have something in my mouth. Or do they just read? Or do you just read the title? So it's kind of, the question's kind of like, is it one or the other? Would I prefer one or the other? Like, if I had to pick one or the other, I would prefer to pick tags over title. I mean, it's good to have really eye-catching title, but if you was to just have a title and have no tags in it, I think it wouldn't be efficient, because what if your audio is like a rape audio, for example? How are people going to know if it's a rape audio if your title is saying something along the lines of, I don't know. It could say, your title could say anything and not have What's the fucking word? now I've lost track of my thoughts. What was I talking about? Oh, fuck. It couldn't have nobody would know. There's no, like, subtle hint as it being a rape audio. Like, it could say, oh, why did you do that? But you wouldn't know? I don't know. I'm very bad at making titles, by the way. So I'd prefer tags so I know what the audio's content is. I don't really care about titles that much. And if you look at my titles are quite shite. So, yeah. How much time do you spend making/editing an audio? Not a lot. my recent audio, which I probably recorded today, and if I post this tomorrow, then yesterday, I completely forgot to edit out the back part, or the ending of it, because, like, Someone commented under my post and was just like, "Oh, I really like the ending." And I was like, "Wait, what? What happened at the end?" And then I listened to it. And I was like, "Oh yeah, that happened." I'm glad that I kind of glad that I left that in there, but not really, because then people kind of know how much of a stupid person I am. It's just like, oh my god, that's the first thing that pops into my head after I came was, shit, how long is that fucking audio? Oh, Jesus Christ, why do people text me? I'm not a fan. I actually am a fan. If you want my cake, it's, blah, blah. I know, I'm joking. yeah, I don't spend that much time on editing. I just listen to the audio once fully. And then, oh, well, the only audio that I didn't listen to fully was my second post. It was the, like, extreme begging audio, and I didn't listen to the whole thing because I despised that audio at one point, and I still don't understand why that is my most popular audio. I don't understand. If anything, I would want my punishment audio, the spanking challenge one, to be my most popular, because I legitimately enjoyed that one the most. Whereas the second one was just, like, that was me being myself. I guess maybe that's why people like it, because I was being myself. Yeah, but I don't spend that much time on either making it or editing it. I like to keep my stuff short. Well, not short, but between 10 and 20 minutes, I don't think. Because if it was me, my brain, I'm not even going to try and say what I was trying to say. Something about a goldfish. If you know what I'm talking about, please just take that, okay? Because I'm literally trying to rack up words in my brain, but I can't find it. So, fuck you, brain. Okay, what are the pros and cons of recording? Oh, someone's home. I'm not fucking opening the door for you. Fuck you. It's probably my sister. The pros and cons of recording. You have a fucking key. Why are you still... Pros is that I get such a lovely response from GWA people. In particular, one person, and I'm sure he'll... Oh, I just kind of gave him away that he's a he. I'm sure he'll, yeah, whatever. I just like getting the response, the feedback, and, you know, good sayings from my recording so far of being a GWA person, people, whatever. Cons of recording, I don't think there's many. I think the con of recording is that I have to at least listen to my audios back to make sure that there's nothing that messed up or whatever. I think that's a con, because I think my voice is so fucking annoying. A lot of people don't, but I think my voice is so annoying. It's a weird thing. You know, you would think that if you would join GWA, you would think yourself, okay, maybe I do have a nice voice or something, and people would appreciate it. No, that's not true. My friends told me that I had a nice voice and I should do something with it, so this is what I'm doing with it. But I don't think that I have a nice voice. So, there's that. Fuck. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? Plenty. Plenty, 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 plenty. Before GWA, I would say I was a virgin or something, because I didn't know half of the kinks oh shit, I didn't know most of the kinks that were there. I didn't know there were so many kinks. I just, before GWA, I knew exhibition, yeah, that's what I meant, that, like, the master-slave thing, is that a kink? Or BDSM. DS. like the game. Yeah. Dominant-submissive, I meant to say. Whatever. What else? I knew rape play was a thing, but I didn't approve of it. Before GWA, I didn't like it at all. I thought it was stupid. Because I was like, who would want to be raped? But look where I'm at now. I just made a rape audio. And I was semi-okay with it. I felt okay. And I would love to do it again. So, there's that. But yeah, I didn't have that many kinks. And now I have things like... DDLG, that is a complete favorite of mine. I love daddy and little girl videos. Fuck yeah, pro. I support that. I really support that. Yeah, but I just, most of the kinks that are on here, I have, so. And I don't really feel like listing them out because I'm lazy as fuck. Oh, well, great. Do you like the sound of your own voice? Fuck no. I think my voice is very high-pitched. It's either very, 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 very high-pitched or very, very, very low. And I hate it. Because I remember in high school, acting like high school was so long ago. In high school, my music teacher used to always tell me how low of a voice I had and how low I sing. And it's so unnatural for a girl to be an alto. Yeah, she was saying, oh, I don't really like when you're an alto. I think you need to be a soprano. I was like, but I'm able to sing those notes. I'm definitely not a bass, but I'm not, some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to explain it real quick. There's four groups of voices. There's soprano, which is really high. Wait, what's the one in between? Shit. Well, there's four parts. Soprano's really high, and then there's one in the middle that I can't remember the name of, and then there's alto. Or wait. No. I'm getting it all wrong. It's soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. And I was in alto. And some sort of bass, or some sort of tenor, too. And I was in the middle, and I have a really low voice. And she didn't really like that. And she told me, I don't like it when you have a low voice. You need to have a super high voice. And I hated her for saying that. But yeah.
Sometimes I really have a low voice. Really, really, really low.
Yeah, yeah. Love my voice so much, man. What kind of audio is your favorite? Oh, I keep on forgetting to reply to people. Fuck you. Like I said, Daddy and Little Girl, fuck yeah. I'm such a pro to that. I like role play type of things. So, teacher, student. Not all the time, but I do enjoy it. I enjoy a lot of audios. I enjoy such a variety. I'm like all over the place from completely vanilla and romantic and loving and touching to like, I want to get raped in the fucking ass, okay? It's a scary spectrum for me. So, whilst I reply to someone real quick. Fuck you, stop texting me. Audio favorite, blah. I enjoy a lot of audios, so. Do you have any requests about clips you have made? Oh, regrets, sorry, not clip, not requests. Regrets? Not really, I haven't made a lot, so I don't have that many regrets, per se. Oh, I gotta use the goddamn toilet. I don't have that many regrets. I guess if I had one, I don't know. No. No, I don't have any regrets. Do you have a GWA crush? Yes. Next question. Would you have sex while a porno is being watched? Sure, but I think I would want to turn it off, like, at some point. At some point, there would need to be someone turning off the TV, because I don't think I want someone's annoying moans. They're annoying, but most of the time it's faked. So I don't know. I would play it to, you know, get us started, you know, get the feel, the mood and all that stuff. But then once we're, you know, maybe going on our own and forgotten about the TV, I think we'd turn it off if I still remembered to turn it off. Or at least turn the volume down. Don't think I want. Yeah. What is your most embarrassing / funny sexual experience alone / with someone? I'm going to go with the alone one because I haven't had any funny sexual experiences with someone else. Well, I have, but it's only embarrassing on my part. I mean, he wouldn't have thought, or they wouldn't have thought that it was embarrassing. I don't even think they know. So, but an embarrassing story alone by myself was when I was maybe 14 or 15, I think I was 15. Yes, that's a really, I don't know. I was 15. I wasn't really into the whole masturbation thing. I mean, even before that, maybe around 13, I started, or 12, it was 13 that I started masturbating. And from 13 to 15, I don't understand why people thought masturbating was so fun and how they could come from it, by themselves at least, because I was never, ever able to come by myself. I didn't understand, like, I'd be there, you know, fingering myself, like, rubbing my clit, and I was just sitting there, like, how do people get off on this stuff? How can they be by themselves masturbating and enjoy it? Like, am I broken? Is something wrong with me? And then there was this one moment where I was thinking of some movie or something. I don't know what I was thinking about, but I obviously liked it a lot, where I was really wet and was really into it. And I was in my room, and I shared a room. I technically still share a room with my younger sister, who was 3 or 4 at the time. I don't remember. It was like only 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. So wait, 3 or 4 years ago. The fuck? She was 4, I think. But she's a deep sleeper, so she wouldn't have listened or whatever, so she wouldn't hear me. And I was quiet at the time, too. not anymore. but I was masturbating with my sister in the room, and it was quiet, but I was into it. I was so into it. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to come. Like, I was so excited. And then my mom walked in. And like I said, I was really into the whole orgasm thing. So I was crying because I was so into it. And she heard me sniffling. She came up to me. I was like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? And I was like, I had to come up with some story. And I said, this boy at school doesn't like me. And I was so on the edge. I was literally wanting to jump off the cliff. But I couldn't because my fucking mom walked in and was so confused as to why I was crying. And she sat there for 30, 45 minutes talking to me about how boys are stupid at my age and they don't know anything and blah, 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 blah. You don't need no man. And I was like, oh. You know, he just kind of stopped me from having my first potential real orgasm. So, fuck you, mom. I love her. Okay, if lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I don't know. I don't know. Type. I don't know. Skipping that question. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Ooh, can I pick the people that watch me have sex? And the other way around, can I pick the people who I'm watching having sex? You know? I would rather... would it be like total... I would want people to watch me have sex. No! Because, like, if I'm watching people have sex, like, can I pick the people that I'm watching having sex? Because I don't want some weird porno thing going on. I don't... Can I just pick, like, people who I'm attracted to and watch them go at it? And the other way around, can I have, like... No... Given that question, I would do either or if I was able to choose. If I was able to choose the people, I would have people watch me have sex. But if not, then I'd watch people have sex. Yeah. What's the weirdest way you've ever gotten off? There was one time that I was really, really, really horny, and I didn't have any implements as to me trying to get off, so I thought it would be a great idea to bump my vagina and clit on the side of the countertop where the sink is, and it was round, and it wasn't pointy or anything. It was a round marble side corner, and I thought, hey, that's a great way to get off. Let me just rub myself on it. I don't think I came from it because I started realizing how weird it was, so I stopped, but there was that point where it was about to, so. What's the fastest way to get you to get back? What is the fastest way to get you to come? A lot of things. Hit my, you know, my G-spot, and I'll be good. I come pretty fast, or like I get to the edge pretty quickly, because I'm a sensitive child, so, like when I call myself a child, I'm still a little baby, I'm a sensitive young one, I don't know whose car that is. Oh, goddamn. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? A bad personality. Someone who's a douche. a douchebag, an asshole. Didn't like it. Eight? What time is it now? Oh, fuck. My dog is breathing through the door. He wants to come in so bad. Yeah. Bad personality. Me. Me, me. No, thank you. I'm a little bit racist. I'm so sorry. Well, not really. Stereotypical, more like. I don't know. Fuck it! favorite place to come or have someone come on you? Huh? Favorite place to come? What is that? I'm gonna skip the first question and I'll answer favorite place to for someone to come on me. It's my face. It be my face. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Oh, you hear my sister fucking up my audio. I don't know. I've never played music while having sex, so I wouldn't know, but I do have a playlist of songs. I think it's like 80 songs or something. With the songs that I would want to have sex with. The songs that I would want to have sex while playing. Whilst I'm playing. It's a variety of things. Because I have the fast songs. I have the slow songs. And all that stuff. And, all that stuff, ball. All that stuff. And I'm, yeah. Some R&B, some... Thanks. It's some R&B, some electronica, lele, EDM is what people call it. So, yeah. Do you think love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? Oh, no. They don't. What do you prefer to be called or say? Oh, this is my favorite question. I like to be called. I like to be called princess and baby girl. Like I said, I'm really into the daddy and the little girl thing, so, I like how my voice goes extremely high. I like how it goes extremely high when I talk about it, so. But, yeah, I like to be called.
I like to be called princess and baby girl.
I really have to try just now. Okay, are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or quiet? Growler. No, I'm not a growler.
I'm gonna come!
No. just a moaner / screamer? Screamer may be a little bit of a reach, but I'm just gonna say a moaner.
I'm gonna come!
I can't growl. Grr. Yeah, no, I can't. When was the worst time you've been turned on? Most of the time it's been, it's either been in, like, exams, and there was this one time that I was turned on during church, and another time in a hospital. I'm usually turned on, like, a lot recently, because of course, because I've joined GWA, I'm always just slightly turned on, but I'm usually am. And my mom is unfortunately in the hospital. She's okay, but she's in the hospital, and yeah, there's been a couple of times that I've been turned on in the hospital, and yeah, it's really awkward to
turn on in a hospital, so. What's your most extreme fetish?
That's like a, I have to think about that one. I really don't want to think. I just want to
go. I just want to go. Weirdest fetish. I mean, ever since joining GWA, I feel like fetishes aren't extreme anymore. Like, oh God. Earthquake. No, I'm joking. I don't have an extreme one, I don't think. I don't really have extreme fetishes. Before GWA, I thought exhibitionism. I never know how to say it. It's weird. I thought that was an extreme fetish thing, kink thing. But it's not, obviously. What's the one thing you... I know, I'm speeding through these questions. What is the one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? I don't know. Sorry, texting. She usually you. Okay. Pass on you. I don't know. Maybe, I think it would be bondage. I think I would want to try that, but I wouldn't want to ask about it. I don't know, because bondage, people think of BDSM and dominant submissive, and they'd be like, oh my god. I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah. I would really like to try bondage. That, I think, would be very fun. Especially considering that I sort of tied myself up when I recorded my last audio, so. Yeah. Okay. Purposes. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? As long as they're not ripping my hair out of my scalp and the other way around, sure, I find it sexy. I love it. But as long as they're not, like, trying to rip my scalp off my head, it's great. And that's actually happened before. Someone pulled my hair way too hard and they ripped out, not a lot of hair, but it was a bit. Do you enjoy bondage? Yeah, but I've never tried it before, so I think I would. I want to try it. Like I said, are you into playing with hot wax? I never tried it, but I would try it. I don't know if I'd find it. I don't know. I'm kind of a pain slut. I really like pain, so I would definitely try it, but I haven't. Have you ever been with someone older than? Always. I think a lot of people who are younger than me or are my age are pretty weird. So they've always been older. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Hell yeah. I'm attracted to the same sex, so. Have you ever tried anal? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been doubled? Have you ever been double penetrated? No, I have not. Kind of sounds scary, though, but I would try it in a very consensual situation. Maybe by myself. I don't know. Have you ever had sex in public? No. But I have done foreplay in public. Do you like being handled roughly? I do. Are you very verbal in bed? Sometimes. It depends on who the person is or was. If I was comfortable enough with them and they liked how verbal I was, then I would be verbal. But, I mean, I do talk during sex, but I could be more verbal with people, so if they're comfortable with it, if they want it. Do you like receiving pain? Do you like receiving pain or giving it? Yes, I do. More receiving it than giving it, because I don't really like other people in pain. It, no. That's the only pain I don't like is giving people pain. It's kind of a, I don't know, cringes my soul. What is your favorite item for spanking? Spoon and belt. Random things. You just want to know. What's the worst porn you've watched? A lot of porn that I've watched is bad, so yeah. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? What the fuck? I have to think about that one. Oh, this is really long. I just checked how long it was. What's the weirdest fetish? I don't know. Trying to like rack through my brain. Now I'm getting a little bit sleepy. I don't know. Skip that one. If you become a person of the if you become a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? I would masturbate. And then I'd masturbate and then fuck a girl that, oh, and it would be a specific girl. I'm so sorry, girl. You don't know who I'm talking about. It's a person in real life that I'd fuck, and she would love me. So, I'd have sex with her, and then I would, no, I'm not gonna say that, because I might embarrass myself. Yeah, I would just masturbate, and then have sex with a girl that I know, and then, yeah, that's it. I don't, there's one other thing, but I don't really want to say. What do you wish you had invented? I wish I invented a lot of things, like a phone, a fan, an air conditioner, light, TV, cable, light. I wish I created light. But at the same time, not. Because, yeah. I mean light as in electricity, not light as in the sun. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? I don't know. A lot of things, so I don't know. A lot of things. I'd do a lot of things. Mostly, I think it would be travel the world would be a priority of mine if I didn't need to have money to do so. I would go to all the countries. Maybe not all of them, but I'd go to most of them. But I'd really want to travel the world. It seems pretty fun. Do you have any scars? I do. I have a lot. Well, not a lot, but I don't have big scars, if that's what the question's kind of referring to. I have, like, small scars. The only one scar that I have that is semi-big is a scar on my leg, and it was one time I was at camp, and, it was at camp, and it was at sailing camp, if I'd be more specific, and we were playing Capture the Flag, I think, either that or Cops and Robbers, I'm not sure, it might have been Cops and, I think it was Cops and Robbers, and there was a cop, and there was one cop, and I was a robber, and he was slowly coming towards me. He's like, you have nowhere to run, and I literally had nowhere to run. It was either let him catch me or I jump over the wall, and so I was just kind of, it was no wall actually, it was just it was, I just had to let him catch me, but I wasn't paying attention, and I was backing up, and there was an edge that I was coming close to, and I fell, I fell over the edge, and I scratched my leg on the wall really badly, and I still have that scar, so it was pretty tragic, because I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get caught, I don't wanna, and I kept on backing up, like, where am I supposed to go, and I fell over, and it was pretty bad. So, what's your most used phrase, dirty or not? Oh, Jesus Christ, that's one. I do say Jesus Christ a lot, and Jesus Christos. Even though that's not really Spanish. Jesus is, but Christos is probably not, I don't think. I took Spanish in high school and I don't remember now. Probably not, but I know Jesus is. That, I do say like. I know that's not a phrase, that's more of a word, but I do say like a lot. Like. I do say that a lot. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? I laugh a lot. I'm a person who is so giddy about everything, so I laugh a fuck ton. So I don't really know. And lastly, how do you feel about aliens and ghost, real or not? I don't know, I feel like ghosts are real, but I don't know about aliens. I don't know, they could be real, I'm sure they are real. I'm sure there are other people or things or anything out there. I'm pretty sure there are. So yeah, I believe in both of them. But I've never experienced either or, but I'm sure they're real. I'm sure something. It can't just be us. In the universe that we live in, it cannot be just us. That just seems boring, and why? Just why? But yeah, this is fucking long. Look how long is this? Almost an hour. I enjoyed myself, though. I'm a bit giddy about it, so. I would be totally surprised if someone actually listened to the whole entire thing. I hope you enjoyed yourself, though. So, yeah. This was XO Sunshine stuff, and I hope you enjoyed yourselves. That went really British at the end, I don't know why. So, yeah. See ya later.